This is my podcast. It's called From Cork With Love by Paul O'Mahony at O'Mahony Blog. And the reason I'm saying the name is that I was listening to a podcast episode and the podcaster didn't publicise the name of the podcast sufficiently clearly for me to be able to capture the name. And I thought, well, I better think about how well I'm publicising the name of this podcast. And that's when I found out that I wasn't publicising the name at all. I'm very hesitant about mentioning this because there's something that's causing me anxiety or trepidation or nervousness. I think nervousness is better than anxiety because it isn't debilitating. But there's no good me pretending to myself or to anybody else that going to the dentist this morning at 11:30 is a normal experience that I can take in my stride without any exertion or chattering of the teeth. I'm going to Citygate Specialist Dental Clinic today for the first time in about 9 months. And I'm going there because I have in front of me a treatment plan estimate. And I have decided to go ahead with the treatments that are recommended and that have been costed, despite the fact that the cost is astronomical and despite the fact that I don't have insurance that covers me for this cost. So every penny I spend on this treatment plan will come directly out of the money which I have put aside for the rest of my life. And the first phase is called unscheduled, which I think means that no date has been agreed for it taking place. And it's atraumatic extraction. What a word. Atraumatic. I've got a number of atraumatic extractions. I've also got implant placement. And I've got implant crown moderate complexity. Implant crown moderate complexity. These things are a horrific cost. €250 to have an atraumatic extraction. The reason I'm even more concerned about going to the dentist this morning is that I've had a couple of accidents with my teeth since I last met the dentist. I think two more teeth have been damaged. And they're like the teeth that broke the camel's back. They've persuaded me, look, I cannot possibly carry on ignoring this work that I've been told is needed in order to enable me, I think, both to smile and to eat properly. I'm more interested in my ability to chew food properly and my ability to avoid pain for the rest, you know, any time in the future, expose nerves and those kind of things, than I am with having a brilliant set of dentures or having a set of teeth where I'm able to smile. I'm not somebody who smiles all that much anyway, and I don't do wide open mouthed laughter very often, so I can put up with what some people would regard as a terribly embarrassing revelation. But the best way to retain a record of my emotions as I face into the day is with a long, oh God, this is bloody awful. I really wish that I'd looked after my teeth much, much better, and I wish that I had done this, and I wish that I had done that, and I wish I'd never been introduced this and that, and I wish this and I wish that, and the whole bloody thing is, oh God, I wish I had had a different life. I wouldn't inflict this on anybody face to face. You know, I wouldn't say to you if we were having a cup of coffee in a cafe, oh, let me tell you about my day. Ugh. Or if you asked me, Paul, how are you today? I wouldn't go, ugh. Oh, I wish I'd had a different life. Oh, yes, Simon, I wish that I'd taken all the advice that others had given me, or I wish that I had... that I was less arrogant, that I paid less attention, that I had a smaller ego. I wish. That's the way I'm feeling now. I'm in the kitchen. My cup of tea, as usual, has gone tepid. And I'm about to go upstairs. Perhaps I'll even have a cold shower before I meet a human being. And then I'll be an average person. Not overly excited. Not overly down in the dump. A little bit more willing to talk about myself than an average person might be. In other words, ordinary. And you know, just to put down a little time marker on, today, this morning, in the last hour and a half, let's say, the French men who raped the woman, whose name I have to record, I cannot possibly go through today without mentioning her name. I think it's Claudette, but I could well be wrong. I think her name, well, not I think, I'm booting up the BBC. It's Gisèle Pelicot. Gisèle Pelicot. Her husband, Dominique, raped her. He's been sent to jail for 20 years. Maybe you haven't heard about 50 other men being encouraged by him to rape his wife. He drugged her, by the way. She was comatose while this happened. Anyway, I want to record my gratitude to the jury, my gratitude to the French justice system, and my gratitude to Gisèle Pelicot for having waived her right to anonymity. I haven't spoken to somebody from France for ages and ages, and now I've had an impulse to get in touch with a couple of people in France in order to hear what they have to say about the whole case, the result, and whether they think it's going to change the culture in France in relation to rape. I'm always dubious about whether change will take place as a result of a terrible atrocity. My default position is no, things will go back to the way they were soon, and this will be forgotten about until the next time. Emotional intelligence. I don't know if I have any, but I certainly have emotions that are pretty unpleasant today. Unpleasant. There we are. I don't know. Bloody teeth. I wish I didn't have any teeth at all. Wish I didn't need to have teeth. I suppose that means I wish I was an alien.